views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and you guys, I'm so excited. My sinus infection from last week is subsiding, so it's clearing up, and my gosh, I just have a big thank you to Justin in the background, because during the breaks, I'd be like, okay, how much time do I have? I'm out of water. I'm out of Kleenex, and so I would be running around like crazy. My poor guest last week, Mary Shores, just really hung in there with me, and I really appreciate it. So you guys, if you haven't already, definitely get a hold of her book, Conscious Communications. And I have a link at the bottom of my radio page. If you haven't been there before, it's rewiredliferadio.com. And at the bottom, I put links to any items I've mentioned on air. So the name of her book is Conscious Communications, but if you can't do it right now, you can definitely go to my website and, like I said, scroll to the bottom, and I have links straight to Amazon or wherever they, you know, my guests would like you to purchase the stuff. So you can definitely go there. Okay, so here's the deal, you guys. Today we are talking all about reclaiming your life, how to stop hating what you see in the mirror, stop dreaming of what you wish things could be, how they could be different. You know, today is all about reclaiming and taking action. And our guest is no stranger to picking herself up and reclaiming her life. So today I have Miriam Byron with me, and you guys are I'm so excited to share her with you because Miriam, she was born in rural Ireland, and I just love her accent. And so she now lives in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, with her two teenage sons. And her work draws on her own experience of her world shattering in one day when her 14-year career with finance and her marriage ended with her husband's sudden suicide. So she now inspires and guides women in reclaiming all parts of themselves and reclaiming the parts of yourself that you've given away. And she helps you expand into your best self. So you're going to want to stick around for this. One, because she has an incredible, captivating story. And two, because she has several very generous giveaways for us. So definitely stick around for that. But without further ado, Miriam, welcome to the show.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So first I have to ask you, you know, being in South Carolina, how are things like post-hurricane? Because I know when we were talking about this, we kind of went back and forth about scheduling. So you were kind of moving around on my schedule. And then when I finally got to talk to you, you were just like, well, I'm evacuated. And I'm like, honey, are you sure you want to talk about this right now? And you were just like, yeah, I'm so bored. We're just hanging out in a hotel. So you're back home.
We're back home and all is good. The island had minimal damage. We were very fortunate.
Good. That's very good to hear. So let's get started. So you talk about this, you know, the day that everything changed for you. So what happened that led up to that day, and how has that now changed your life?
Okay, well, it's actually almost 9 years ago now. It was November the 26th, 2008. And I was just going through the usual morning routine, like any other working mother, rushing to get small kids ready for school and out to school, and the usual last-minute rush to get out the door. And my husband said to me, oh, I'm not going into work today. Can you call my secretary? Now, this was very, very unusual. He was the type of person that would go into work if he was on his last legs. So I knew he was particularly sick if he was looking to take a day off. So I rang his secretary, who was equally surprised, and said he won't be coming in today. And then I went about my business, dropped the kids to school. And normally I would head on straight into work in the city. I worked in corporate finance for 14 years and at a 10 a.m. meeting. So I was going to head in. And then something said to me, just go back into the house and check in them before you head into work. So I did that and I never got to work, because I went, ran upstairs to check in him to say goodbye, and he had left without saying goodbye. I got to the top of the stairs and he had hung himself outside our bedroom, and I'd only been gone 20 minutes, so I knew couldn't be long dead. So he was about 80 or 90 pounds heavier than me. I tried to get him down, but I couldn't. And then I checked his pulse and I knew it was too late. I knew he had passed away. So in that moment, my whole world shattered. Not so much in that he was the greatest love of my life, but in that, how am I going to tell his mother? How am I going to explain this to our two children? And where do we go from here? So it was deep shock and it was a long recovery process.
Yeah. Gosh. And so your finance career ended at the same time.
Yes, we had met through work. We were both working in the same bank. I was 23 when I met him, and we were 12 years together. So we both worked in corporate finance. So our lives and our work lives and our personal lives were very much intertwined. I couldn't go back to work. I never went in again. My friends packed up my stuff, donated all my books to the local library, and that was the end of it. I just knew that the world didn't need another accountant. It needed something else. And that was it. It just everything I knew was shattered.
And so tell us a bit about the journey to reclaim your life, to put yourself back together after all of that.
Yeah, well, I had to get in touch with my emotional life. I realized that my emotional life had been completely dormant and I wasn't even aware of it, that I was running on autopilot. At the time, our children were 6 and 7. And we were trying to juggle kids and two careers and everything else. It was the time of the economic boom in Ireland. So everything was just speeded up. And once I gave up work, for the first time in my life, I actually had time to think and to get back in touch with my feelings. And I realized how much of myself I had lost and how I didn't even know myself.
So what was step one for you?
Step one was I actually joined a 2-year course in spiritual development, something completely outside of my comfort zone. It was just because I was so left-brained. Everything was numerical with me. And to do something like spiritual development with a spiritual psychiatrist, it was really, really pushing me outside my comfort zone. It was the best thing I ever did, because I got the support from the other people doing the course and from the facilitator. And it was a wonderful 2 years. And that was the catalyst for my recovery, because all deep, meaningful change starts at the spiritual level. Everything else will be built upon that. But without that foundation, it won't last.
Yeah. Wow. Good for you for sitting in that space and being like really getting out of your comfort zone. I mean, that's a big deal.
It was difficult. I wanted to run away many times.
Yeah.
It was tough. And there was no hiding. It was very raw and vulnerable, but it was a magnificent training.
And so how did it feel in your body then to, what kept you going back, right? When it was, because I get it, it's difficult, it's hard, but what kept you going back?
I knew I needed it. I didn't want to do prescription medication for, you know, to deal with negative feelings. I knew the only way to get through this was to actually work through it and to feel the pain. There was no point numbing the pain. I knew it would, it's because of my children. I knew that if I didn't get strong and put myself back together, I felt like Humpty Dumpty. I was just scattered in pieces all over the place. And I knew if I didn't put myself back together, they were going to have lost two parents, not one.
Wow. I can't even imagine. And I'm just trying to capture how much courage and how brave you were in that space to just be like, this is on me now. Like, I have these two kids. I'm going to put myself back together. I mean, I'm just in awe, because when I did, you know, I don't have children, and And I have a wonderful husband who supports everything that I've ever been up to. And so my recovery, you know, for me, I was in bits and pieces too for other reasons, but I can't imagine like holding it together for other people. You know, that's a very, like you said, very vulnerable place to be in.
It is. There's pressure on your shoulders, but we just got on with it. And I could feel myself getting stronger. Year two of the course was easier. You know, I could definitely feel the difference, and that kept me going. Plus, it was the support of the other people in the class, because what it made me realize was everybody there had had something happen to them that brought deep pain, deep loss, and that you were not alone. Whereas at times I felt very different than my friends. I was 35 on a widow's pension. I didn't fit the normal profile of somebody widowed. Whereas when I went to the course, everyone had been through loss, pain, betrayal, something that had broken them. So I felt an affinity with them.
Yeah, I think that's actually a very good point that you bring up, is finding people that are in a similar space for you and can hold that space for you of growth and of breakdown. Because I think sometimes, again, in my own experience and just what I've heard from other women too, is when you're in that very hurtful space and your family hasn't, or friends haven't necessarily, you know, been through it, they almost don't know what to do with you, right? You're just like, I don't know anymore, Audrey. Like,
that's exactly it. And even with suicide, it brings up people's own judgments around it, and some people can get very angry about it and start blaming you for what happened, and there's huge judgments around it. It's a very complicated grief. It's not like when my father passed away suddenly then, but his was from cancer, and that was a much easier grief to process. Suicide is definitely a much more complicated path, and then there's the whole legal side of it and the questioning. And so it was wonderful. It was my sacred safe space to do that course and to have that place to go to for 2 years.
Gosh, I'm so happy you were able to find that. So Miriam, I can't believe it, but we are inching upon our first break here. So I just want to make sure everybody knows how to learn more about you. We're going to get to it. You have an awesome practice of you know, helping women reclaim their life. And how can we learn more about that?
Well, my website is probably the best place to go. It's shereclaimsherlife.com.
Awesome. Super simple. And then you're on Instagram and Facebook in the same thing. She Reclaims Her Life. Very simple. So stay tuned, you guys, because Miriam has some awesome giveaways for us, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. So like I said, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle, as we discuss reclaiming your life. Of course, if you're interested in learning more about my work as a spiritual growth coach, you can go to audreymichelle.com. And stay tuned. We're going to continue to chat with Miriam about reclaiming your life. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, you guys, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we are discussing how to reclaim your life. And we just heard Miriam's incredible story of, you know, about the day that her life just ended and she had to pick up all the pieces and figure it out. She had two young boys and now she was responsible financially for the family and just trying to figure that all out. And, you know, Miriam, I have been in awe with you since the moment I met you and heard your story. And I just was like, oh my gosh, I need to talk to this woman more, because you then took this experience that you had and this spiritual growth and ability to put yourself back together and reclaim your life. And it's now your practice. And so, in this health and lifestyle coaching, how is it that you show up for people? What kind of space is it that you hold for people?
Okay, well, I very much have a holistic approach. I am a holistic nutritionist. And I trained simply as a nutritionist, focusing exclusively on food. And then I quickly realized that I could only get so far with clients using food, that their issues ran much, much deeper. So then I trained in holistic nutrition, looking at the emotional element and looking at the spiritual dimension and looking at the wider lifestyle areas of sleep and stress and support and connection, and looking at the person from a holistic perspective rather than what do you eat, how much exercise you do a day, which is far too myopic a view of what true health is. So usually what my work centers around is helping the person build their self-esteem, because that is the absolute first step. That's the critical factor if you're going to achieve lasting lifestyle change.
Yeah. And really about bringing joy and purpose back into your life. Like, that seems like ground zero for what you're up to.
Absolutely, Audrey. Yes. What's the common thread running through all the women I meet are that they feel the joy has dissipated from their lives. Their enthusiasm, their passion has waned, and they need something to get them back on track to start taking care of themselves. Because if your self-esteem is low, you don't bother trying to make changes. Change is difficult. And if life is feeling joyless and flat, it's very difficult to get the enthusiasm to commit to change.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good way to put it. You know, as for as many women as I talk to, and coaches that I talk to, no one's put it quite like that. So I find that fascinating. So in your practice, how do you accelerate this process? Right? Because for you and for me, it was like almost a decade of healing, right? Like, that's a really long time.
So. Absolutely. Other people don't have the luxury of taking 8 years out in order to try to piece themselves back together. No, I have a much faster learning curve, thankfully. I find that if we start work on the beliefs, and if we can get the core beliefs changed so that they are supporting your new vision, then the other work happens much more quickly. So there's a few keystone things we need to do. First of all, I examine the whole area of self-permission. Is the person willing to make time to make their wellness a priority? And if they're not, if they're really having a lot of self-denial, then I explore what is beneath that. Is it a feeling that you're not worth making a priority in your own life? Where does that feeling of low self-worth come from? So affirmations definitely are useful. And I would draw on Louise Hay's work on the whole area of building up self-esteem. But for some people, that simply is not enough. Mm-hmm. There can be deep issues and early childhood experiences that have left them in a place where they're very closed off to taking care of themselves. And for that, then I would use a method known as rapid transformational therapy. Mm-hmm. And rapid transformational therapy was developed by a British psychotherapist and psychologist, Marissa Peer, but she now has it brought to all corners of the world. And it's a fabulous method because it produces transformational change, but in just a few sessions. So people don't have to be signing up to go to therapy for a couple of years, actually in two or three sessions. I wish I had known about RTT back in 2008, but I don't think actually the method existed then, because it's just such a wonderful, it's a hybrid method, taking the best of lots of different traditions and getting to the core of the issue. It's like rooting out the weed and planting something beautiful in its place.
It's, like you said, very much digging through and finding the root cause of not feeling good enough.
Yeah.
And that shows up so often. I mean, in my practice too, just like really the root cause is not feeling good enough. And so, you know, if we can dig out why and really bring that to the surface and hold space for that to be safe again, it's where growth can happen. It's so beautiful to watch.
Absolutely. And some of the exercises I give my clients to do are so simple. One that we use in RTT is to get your lipstick and to put on your bathroom mirror, I am enough, or anywhere you want. But the bathroom mirror one is very powerful because you'll see it every morning when you're washing your teeth. And once that sinks in, once that percolates through to the cellular level, it does bring profound changes.
And,
you know, it's helping the person realize that they are enough as they are, not because of all they do for other people, not because of the qualifications they have, but they have an innate worthiness.
Agreed. I was having a thought and now it's gone.
But
I'm good enough in this space. And all of a sudden I'm just like, okay, I'm good enough. It totally went away.
I know how that feels.
It's like, oh, I have a great question. No, I don't have anything. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I also help them draft a well life vision, because if people have a vision of where they want to get to, it can really help them then stick with a roadmap. And that vision has to be exciting and has to be compelling and inspiring. So not, I want to fit into my size zero jeans. That's not compelling. That's too superficial. It has to be a big why. Like how my big why was, if I don't pull myself together, there's no one to take care of my children. They're age 6 and 7. So who's going to take care of them? So that was my compelling why. So it's finding that vision. And the key thing I have to work with a lot of women on is you don't have to be perfect to be well.
You know what? You said that when we were talking, and I was very much captivated by that. You don't have to be perfect to be well. And I think the way I put it sometimes is, I'm not okay, and that's okay. That was a big one for me in my recovery, was just like, I am not okay. And for the first time, I'm not judging myself for that. And, you know, I'm not okay, and that's okay.
Exactly. It's letting go of that judgment. It's letting go of the relentless high standards. And that can be a very, very difficult one for some women. It's the high achieving, you know, high octane women can find that one very difficult to let go of, because they've had it since high school, throughout college. It's just something that's deeply part of their DNA.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, I got it because that's me. So it's definitely one that I like still weave in and out of. And I know that some of the most ill times in my life are definitely the, like you said, the high octane, high performing. And I was very, very sick. So it's interesting to stand back and watch myself, you know, dive into the high performance, which is pretty much why I'm sick right now after launching my online class and going through the 8 weeks of all of the PR that goes into it and the creation and all that stuff. I got done and was just like, I'm so sick. I'm so tired. I got to take a break. So, but yeah, just watching that for yourself. But while you're in it, you don't really see it necessarily. So that's, you're right. That is definitely a difficult one. Okay, Miriam, share with us what your sessions look like because we are going to give some away.
Okay, well, my sessions always begin with me really getting to listen to the clients. And I find that just holding that space for the clients to talk about how they're truly feeling is highly therapeutic. That rawness and that openness and that vulnerability. And to be able to say exactly, you know, what is your deepest fear? People often come to me and they talk initially about food. And then I ask them questions and go deeper. And then they start getting to the root of the matter. And food is just how they're handling the issue. But the issue is something of a much deeper emotional type of issue. So, yeah. So first thing is definitely, you know, deep, powerful questions. And then I ask every client at the intake, what is the one change you would really like to make in your life that would make you feel so much happier?
Wow. Yeah. So you are actually giving away 5 sessions. So we are taking callers. So obviously the first 5 callers, or if you want to send a message in from the transformationtalkradio.com, you can do that. So the phone number is 800-930-2819, or you can send in, like I said, your question, not your question, your let us know that you would like a spot in Miriam's sessions on transformationtalkradio.com. And so Justin will be collecting all that, and we will let you know who our winners are. But so we're going to take a break. And during that break, absolutely call us or message us. Let us know that you're interested in getting one of Miriam's amazing sessions. So generous that you're giving away 5. I'm so excited. And again, you can learn more about Miriam by going to shereclaimsherlife.com. Okay, we're going to take another break. I'm Audrey Michelle, and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. Of course, if you're interested in hearing more from today's episode, you'll want to join me on my Facebook group, which is Rewired Life Awakening, and you can go to audreymichelle.com. There's a link right there. Or you can search on Facebook for Rewired Life Awakening. You can find me there, too. And when we come back, Miriam and I are going to talk more about her work and how she's incorporating this into her life and her work. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we are talking to Miriam Byron of She Reclaims Her Life. And of course, we are talking about reclaiming your life. And Miriam has been so gracious to gift us five of her sessions to help you, of course, reclaim your life, help you get to a space where when you're ready to awaken something that has gone dead inside of you. That is her specialty. That is what she is so passionate about doing, helping you bring joy and purpose back into your life, finding the root cause of where you're not feeling good enough. So you guys, you're definitely want to go ahead and take advantage of this. You can call us at 800-930-2819 or send us a message via transformationtalkradio.com. Like I said, Justin is collecting names and emails of who is interested in taking advantage of Miriam's offering here, which is, like I said, so very, very generous. So now we want to move from you know, last segment talking about, again, reawakening that part of you that is just gone tired and uninspired and bringing joy and purpose back into your life. And now we want to talk about how small wins are so very, very important. So Miriam, I know you and I talked about this a lot, how seeing that little bit of growth is so important. Talk to me about that.
Yes, Audrey, these small wins are really where it's at. It's great to have the big overarching vision that's going to inspire and excite you. But what keeps the person motivated along the way is those small accomplishments. And it's the recognition of that. So just to put it in context, I'll give you an example I had this week with a client. She used to be excellent at ballet in her youth. And she really loved it and had reached quite a high level. But then life intervened. She had lots of very difficult life experiences. She gave up her ballet. She gained substantial weight to the point where she's almost 300 pounds now. So she completely lost touch with her body, became completely disembodied and lost interest in exercise. Her feet hurt even if she went for a short walk with the dog. So it was about getting her to try and rediscover the joy of movement. And I'm just so excited because she's had a breakthrough. She decided to go to Pilates and she said it's the first time in 30 years where she felt connected to her body again. She was back in her body. And the whole flowing movement of Pilates reminds her of how she used to feel when she was doing her ballet. And it has ignited something in her. And as a result, the nighttime binge eating has stopped. She's making positive choices where instead of choosing to watch Netflix, she actually gets up now and walks the dog. And she's excited about going to her classes. And the difference in her tone of voice, the sparkle in her. And it's all because she reconnected with that joy of movement. And she began to see what was possible, what she can do as the weight comes off. And she now is excited rather than fearful about her future. So that is a huge thing. And for her to have had the confidence to go and sign up at the Pilates studio when she was substantially heavier than a lot of the other ladies going, it just shows her courage.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's a great story. Give us some more examples of how you're able to help your clients. Who else shows up in your practice?
Okay, well, people sometimes show up with a great resistance to change. They spend the session telling you why they won't be able to change. Mm. And what this comes down to is we all have a part of our brain called the lizard brain, and it's there to protect us. It's there to ensure our survival. But in some people, it's more active. It's overly sensitive. So what it does is it gives them a fear of changing things. Mm-hmm. And it's working with that. So it can be something as simple as if I ask them what colors are in your wardrobe, what do you normally wear to work? And they tell me I keep to gray and navy. I will try to push them out of their comfort zone by giving them a homework assignment of going out to buy one scarf that's a vibrant color, something they would normally never wear, and wearing it to work and seeing how it makes them feel different. And so it's small baby steps like that. And for some people, it can be quite challenging because
it can.
The strongest instinct is not to survive. The strongest human instinct is to keep things familiar. So for some people, that just leaving their comfort zone is so frightening for them. And then when they actually get some compliments about, oh, that scarf really suits you, I've never seen you wear that color before, they begin to feel, well, that wasn't so bad. It wasn't as painful as I expected. And then we can push a little bit more, a little bit more. But some people really do need those gentle baby steps.
Yeah.
If you try to do too much, they simply won't show up for their next session. It is
you just overwhelm them. Yeah. And so these moments that you talked about with like the scarf, for example, with this woman getting compliments about her scarf, these are the blissful moments that we, and what I would call, you know, celebration moments, small celebrations of where we find our confidence. And so those are the pieces that we continue to look for and to celebrate in our practice. And so how do you navigate that for your clients? How do you, like I said, help them find these blissful moments?
Well, I would work very much on an intuitive level. So I can usually pick up very quickly what they are really fearful about. I can usually cut to the chase fairly fast with them. Mm-hmm. So that does accelerate the process. And what I do is, because I was a teacher for 8 years, I do give a homework assignment because it gives them something that they have to think about during the week. And it can simply be like, you know, repeating a mantra, or in a moment where they feel like going back into their old habits, just asking themselves, how does this align with my vision for a healthier future? And then that can be enough. Like one night, late at night, I got a text from a client of mine, and she just said to me, you will be so proud of me. And I texted back saying, yeah, why? That I am sitting in the bath. I wanted to have a binge. The usual fears came up. The same feelings that have been coming up for years and years, where she would binge eat, then purge. And she said, I didn't binge. Instead, I ran the bath, as you had suggested. I've broken the pattern. And now the urge to binge is completely gone. And she was so, so delighted with herself.
That's so huge. I mean, this is what I talk about all the time, right? Breaking patterns, breaking those neuroplastic pathways and finding a new way to deal with being triggered, right? Like instead of being triggered, binge, purge, right? Now she's got, a new pattern to like take a bath. And it can be anything like that seems so simple, right? Take a bath instead of, you know, treating your body in a different way. But when you're in that pattern, it's very difficult. So that's huge. Oh my gosh. I'm so proud of her. I don't even know her.
I'm so proud of her. But then it just built and built. That one win gave her the confidence. And next thing, she's messaging me from India saying, I'm on a yoga retreat. Now, that was so far removed from the girl that sat in front of me at the first session. That would have been so outside her comfort zone. But just once we show ourselves that patterns are not permanent, that we are powerful enough to break out of them, then there's no stopping you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, okay, you guys, don't forget, we are giving away five. So there's definitely still space left. We're giving away five sessions from Miriam, which is, again, so, so generous of you. And you can call in at 800-930-2819 or send us a message via transformationtalkradio.com. And again, if you want to learn more about Miriam, you can go to her website, which is shereclaimsherlife.com. And on Facebook and Instagram, if you go to shereclaimsherlife, you can find more of her profiles there. So we need to take a break. And when we come back, Miriam and I are going to, you know, continue our discussion. And just a reminder, again, you can call in to get your session at 800-930-2819. Okay, you guys, we'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of Breakthrough Radio Show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh my God. gosh, you guys, welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and we have spent this episode speaking with the lovely Miriam Byron of She Reclaims Her Life. She shared her beautiful story of, you know, her recovery and her journey to discover, you know, her gifts and what it is she shares with the world. And now, you know, she shared her work process with us. And of course, like I've been saying, she's giving away 5 spots of personal coaching. Again, you can call us at 800-930-2819 or send in a message to transformationtalkradio.com if you are interested. Like I said, totally free. Super awesome of you, Miriam, to share that with us. And, you know, here we are in the 4th segment, and we all know what happens in the 4th segment. I ask my guests, how is it that you show up in your life with intention? So, of course, Miriam, that's my question for you.
Okay, Audrey. Well, I try to keep it simple because I have 2 teenage sons to get out to school in the morning.
Yeah. So,
and you know how teenagers love to sleep. So I do keep it simple so that I can be consistent, because if I try to do anything too elaborate, it falls apart. So affirmations are something I definitely have as part of my day, because I can do them while I'm in the shower. I can do them while I'm sat at traffic lights. And I would very much work on the affirmations that create a sense of security and safety, because when we feel safe and secure, then we feel adventurous and we feel confident in trying out new things. So once we've appeased our primal brain that we are safe, so we definitely do ones like All Is Well, Louise Hay's simple basic one, and yeah. I Am Worthy. Also gratitude, because when we get into the energy of gratitude, our vibrational frequency increases. And it's so simple to practice gratitude. Just I am thankful for, and then just write down 3 things I'm thankful for on that day. And it might be my new cat. Got a beautiful new cat, Iris. I'm thankful for Iris. I'm thankful for all the love she's brought into our home. Something as simple as that. I'm thankful for the beautiful butterflies that are, you know, in our garden. So it doesn't have to be big things, but it just shifts your mood so quickly. It raises your vibration. If I have time, I will listen to motivational audio. At the moment, I'm listening to Christy Marie Sheldon, who talks all about how heavy emotions have a low energy, like guilt and shame, and then higher emotions have a much higher vibrational frequency, and how our vibrational frequency has a positive ripple effect on everyone around us.
Yeah, I've said this before. So if you're a Kundalini yoga fan, Yogi Bhajan says, sorry, I have a cough coming. Yogi Bhajan says that any negative thought reduces our energy by 30%.
Yes.
You know, you can feel it. Yeah.
Absolutely. That draining energy. And I'm a highly sensitive person, so I do pick up on negativity around me. So I need to try to neutralize it by having a higher frequency myself. So definitely, Christy Marie Sheldon has had a profound impact on me. And then the other thing is connection to nature. Mm-hmm. I've been very fortunate since the age of 18. I've always lived by the sea. I live by the sea in Ireland, and now I live on an island. So with 12 miles of beaches here, and just getting to be beside the sea, just those negative ions just release all the pent up tension, and they just bring me back to myself.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So I want to, you said something while you were talking about your mantras that caught me. And you talked about feeling safe. It's safe for me to blah, blah, blah. Right? Louise Hay talked about this all the time. It's safe for me. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Okay. Our resistance to change. People can so want to, on an intellectual level, change. Many people come to me and tell me about their family history of ill health. Mom has diabetes, dad died of a heart attack, whatever. So intellectually, they're fully want to make changes to their lifestyle. But there's a huge resistance to change at a subconscious level.
Yeah.
So that's because it's that lizard brain trying to keep them safe, trying to say, it's like this protective energy. don't try that. That could be harmful. So better stick with what you know, even though it's sending you into poor health. God knows what would happen if you were to change. So it's a complete fear of change, a very, very deep resistance to change. Even if you verbalize, I'm ready for change, I believe in change, can you follow through? Not if your subconscious is telling you something different.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I use the mantra, it's safe for me to, you know, maybe move forward. I'm just trying to think of a current one that I've been using. Of course, I've been using it because I've been sick, right? Which usually has some message of, you know, head colds, chest colds tend to be grief and fear, right? So grieving something that's leaving, right? That you're letting go of, but then it's safe for me to step into the next thing. So that's a mantra I've been using, the last like, 10
beautiful.
Days that I've been coughing yeah. up along.
But it's like you're upgrading yourself for the next level of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is interesting because it sounds like so beautiful and profound. But sometimes for me shows up like this where I'm like resisting or, you know, whatever is coming up, but it's safe for me to, you know, choose to do this next thing or, whatever I need to say to myself for shifting.
Exactly. Yeah. It's safe for me to move forward will be one of mine because we get so comfortable with where we're at.
You
know, we can become stuck. And that's something I see a lot with women, that they are stuck in their particular situation and they just don't know how to get momentum to go forward.
Yeah. And that's where your small wins come in, right? Seeing,
absolutely.
Being able to see momentum in small little bits, right? I remember years ago, a good friend of mine and I were, we were having coffee. We were both wedding photographers for years, and now neither one of us are. And it was at a time when we were shifting out of wedding photography, and I was about to write my book, and she was shifting into travel photography. And I remember sitting there, and I'm just like, I don't even know what I'm doing, but like the universe is like, you get to write a book, and I guess I'm writing a book and I can't really talk about it because I'm so overwhelmed by it. And she's just like, you know, you just have to take, I was like, oh, what did I say? I was something about, how I felt like I was moving a mountain. Like the idea of writing a book was like moving a mountain. And she's like, well, you know how you move a mountain, right? And I was like, yeah, I don't. I need to know how to do this. And she's like, you just take the shiniest, prettiest, funnest looking pebble and you move it. And then you go and you find the next shiny, inspiring pebble and you move that one, pick that one up and move that one. And I was just like, okay, I can do that. You know, stop trying
absolutely.
To like figure out if it was going to be self-published or traditionally published or this or that and the whole spiel. And she's like, no, just do the most inspiring thing that's right in front of your face. And I was like, yeah, I can do that.
And it does work. Yeah, just break it down into bite-sized parts.
Yeah.
Then when you're halfway through, you begin to realize, why was I so resistant? Why did it seem so overwhelming
big,
and daunting?
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, Miriam, I can't believe our time is almost up here. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us. And you guys, we do still have a couple spots left. So again, 800-930-2819 if you are interested in experiencing a free session with Miss Miriam. I would definitely highly recommend that. So again, 800-930-2819 if you are interested in that. And again, if you want to learn more about what she's up to, her website is shereclaimsherlife.com. So, Miriam, much, much gratitude for your time and your wisdom and just sharing your heart with us. It's so inspiring. So, you guys, if rewiring your life, it's all about creating a new nervous system, creating new neuroplastic pathways, and breaking these short circuits to our emotions. And we do this one choice at a time, moment by moment. And with a new nervous system, you'll be looking at the world with new glasses. And if you're ready to look at your life differently, to heal your wounds and to shift your thinking, let's talk. I have several ways we can work together, from my online class that just launched to one-on-one coaching. And definitely you can go to my website, audreymichelle.com, and learn more about what I'm up to. All my information is on the contact page. And you can definitely join us after the show here on my Facebook page, Rewired Life Awakening. And then next week, you guys, we are going to be talking with Lisa Foster, and she is going to talk to us about the hero's journey when it comes to sexual trauma and sexual violation. And she is such a champion in this realm. She's got a TED Talk that we're going to discuss, and so much amazing information. So again, much gratitude to Miriam today. And you guys, thank you to my listeners. Of course, you can join us every week, every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com. So you guys have a great week and tune in next week for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio, Learn to Love, Heal, Celebrate, with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.